say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed as the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through a perilous fight, all the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
Studio. It's the Need to Know Morning Show on AM 1100, The Flag.
Shut up and dance.
You know,
it's a good Friday message, isn't it?
That was the best national anthem I've heard so far. I loved it. Steven Tyler, he rocked it.
He's in the top 10 on a couple of lists. That was at the 2001 Indianapolis 500.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah, oh, Steve-O. Yeah, Shut Up and Dance. One of my favorite Aerosmith songs from the Get a Grip album.
I like so many. Dude Looks Like a Lady is one of my favorites, though. So that one's pretty funny.
You know, they always hear the hits or whatever. I always like the deep cuts. I like the album days.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh yeah.
Find songs like "Shut Up and Dance," and back in the day they did just a bunch of. They did some covers back in the day that were awesome. They got a song on the Pump album called "Monkey on My Back" that's awesome too. Mm-hmm. Just a couple of Kev song tips for you there if you want to add to your Spotify playlist, which I'm learning all about because I have a 17-year-old now.
It's good to have kids for technology reasons.
Yeah. Right. How are you? Welcome to Friday. It's the Need to Know Morning Show, Steve, Alex, and Kev. 18th day of September. We're at 6:09, coming up on 10 after. Got a 46-degree morning pretty much going on. A little colder to the north, a little warmer to the south. Looks like a nice weekend.
Yeah, not too bad. 66 today, a little cool. Tomorrow, 72. Sunday, 78. So, not bad at all.
Stars were out this morning when I got in the car coming in. Just gorgeous. Orion was up there, just bright as could be.
I didn't see that in town.
Yeah, but it looks like they're going to go away now. The jet stream's going to turn back. See, it's been coming out of the northwest on that, kind of that, I don't know, if you look like a roller coaster, kind of it's coming right down over. So it's pushed all that stuff to the south. So Kansas, Tennessee, a lot of those. In fact, they're seeing this on the East Coast now, the smoke from those western wildfires.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
It's horrible.
Awful. But so that's going to, obviously, the jet stream moves through, and then you start getting a southwest track, and that'll bring the haze back for a few days. So that just reds up the sun. Does that bother you? Do you smell that, or does it bother your allergies at all?
My allergies are insane. Yeah, it's really bad. I've been doubling up on my pills. Not supposed to do that, but what's a girl to do?
Allergies to, I can just kind of tell, though. Sinuses.
The raspy throat and the dripping, it's coughing. It's really fun.
Yep, exactly. So what do we got going on? Boy, we got a lot going on today.
As usual. Okay.
It's Friday. Yep. At 7:20, we're going to talk to the RNC national spokesperson, Liz Harrington. You've maybe seen her on Fox News. She's been on all the networks and stuff. She's the RNC, national spokesperson, so for the Republican National Committee. Or is it the Republican National Convention? RNC? Is that committee?
Committee.
Okay.
The RNC was a convention.
Both. It's both.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's on about 7:20 this morning. Scotty's heading over, taking What's on Your Mind to Bemidji today. You know what this is?
This
is an excuse to just hang at the lake.
Are you?
That's what it is for Sir Scott. Because the president's not there till later this afternoon.
Oh.
So he's like, I'm going to go to Bemidji and cover the press.
Are you going down there for it? Or no? You can't make it?
Nope. We're not going to. Nope. I can't make this one. But I wish I could. Really good buddy of mine is going to do a Facebook Live thing up there. I'm going to watch. Well, you probably know Mark Ritchie from the Moondance days.
No.
Him and his brother Randy. Anyway,
no.
He runs the radio group up there for Paul Bunyan Broadcasting, and they're covering it. So I get to do it vicariously through him and Scott. Scott will be covering it too, and then Scott will have all the recap of it, I'm sure, when we get to Monday. Big deal in Bemidji. Man, they're pumped up. 15,000-20,000 people apparently going to be out there.
I heard a rumor at cruise night last night.
Yeah.
That Trump was flying his Air Force One into Fargo.
They were either here or Grand Forks.
This was going around cruise night that he was flying into Fargo and then probably what helicopter over.
Yep. Marine One will follow him. Marine One will come here.
Whoa.
And then Marine One will, I did a little digging on that. That's the only way the president travels if Marine One will come in an escort with, and if they land in Grand Forks, they can land at the Air Force Base, which is the other side of it, but it's more secure. But then they've got the guard base here. So, I mean, it's good either way.
I'm kind of wondering if Trump's going to see that Fargo Dome again and go, hey.
Yeah.
Can we get a gig here in North Dakota, please?
I think we need to speak there.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, he was speaking last night. He was on fire again, as usual.
He's on fire, and then you've got the
Biden campaign.
The lingering ember of Joe Biden over here.
He did a drive-in thing. Did you see that? They did at the convention. He was up and they had like cars driving in and listening to him read his teleprompter.
It's so exciting.
Oh, I know.
It's just so sad, actually. Just a couple more notes. So Scotty about 7:35, and then Randy Nelson at 8:05, talking your garden and lawn, and then we'll talk some football with Jeff Fry at about 8:20. So lots going on. Some Sandy's Donuts up for grabs here in just a couple of minutes. So I think they're going to land in Grand Forks.
I don't know. The rumor said Fargo last night.
I would almost bet you that Scott will have that info by 7:35 this morning.
We will ask him.
Being the insider that he is.
I would love to go to the airport and hang out if he's going to be landing.
Yeah. So I saw, I log onto the social page this morning, the crack book, and going scrolling through here. And there I see you met Micah last night.
I did. I met Micah, the West Fargo not bomb sniffing, sniffing dog. This dog can sniff arson. So yeah, Micah was out at cruise night last night and I got a great picture with him.
This is hilarious. And our mutual friend Tim Larson made a great comment. Tim said, his look is like, who the hell is this lady choking me? Because Micah's eyes are like, oh, come on. He's looking away like, are we done yet?
It was cute. It's a really cute picture.
His
eyes are just like bugged out of his head. I'm like, get your head up, sweetie. Yep. Come on. Put your head up for mama.
He's like, nope. Who is this woman? That was a great comment, Tim.
It was pretty fun.
But so how was the turnout of cruise?
Oh my gosh, it was packed.
Excellent. Good to
Absolutely packed. Everybody's liking cars on both sides of the road. That way, when you're walking around, you don't feel like you're going to get hit. There's more parking spaces for cars doing that as well. Everybody had a great time. I didn't see a whole lot of social distancing. I saw a handful of masks. Most of those were from the vendors out there because probably their rules were, and just a few people walking around with masks. But What a great night. It was absolutely fun.
Oh, well, you know, you need to have that mask. You know, Joe says you need to have
I would like to see the governors enforce mask wearing, period. I can do that on federal property. As president, I will do that.
You bet.
Oh, please do.
Get your mask on, man.
He said president. I thought he was running for vice president. He's not quite sure some days.
Speaking of that, there's a little, you saw the little... The little slip-ups, they both had them.
Yeah.
It was wild.
Harris administration.
Yes, isn't that curious?
I mean, Harris Biden administration. Yeah. Yeah.
Here's and by the way, on that note of with Joe, I don't know if he's one of the funniest memes I saw yesterday. In an effort to level a playing field, Ozzy Osbourne will be debating Joe Biden.
Oh, perfect.
What is it? It's a DVD.
Yeah. Oh.
Just there's a little listen to this. Just a
Harris Biden administration is going to relaunch that effort.
Harris Biden,
and with I don't know.
A Harris administration together with Joe Biden.
Oh,
in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are.
A Harris administration.
Then
administration together with Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm. Harris Biden administration is going to relaunch that effort.
And he says it. It's like, are you kidding me? Oh, crazy craziness out there. I don't know who can vote for those people.
Wow. Coming up. On Taylor's TiVo, we're going to go into the softball
questions that they give Biden.
Unbelievable.
And the questions they give Trump. It's a comparison. It was done on Laura Ingraham last night, Molly Hemingway comments. It's fabulous.
It's so good.
If you haven't seen any of the debates, it's a good comparison.
Yeah. You've got to see it. That's coming up just after 6:30. 18 past right now. We got a nice morning. It's not as I thought it'd be a little cooler this morning.
Yeah,
sitting about 46 and looks like a warm weekend. But Jen, it sounds like the haze is coming back, huh?
It might come back for a little bit, not too much as we saw earlier this week, but we might see a little bit of that haziness. Otherwise, it looks like sunshine here for today. High is getting up right around about the mid-60s. We should be around about 70, so just a little bit below average for this time of the year. And then for tonight, mostly clear skies, low near 47. For your day on Saturday, sunshine high of 72 degrees, looks like 78 on Sunday. Slight chance for showers and thunderstorms, a bit on the breezy side. Monday, a slight chance for showers and storms early on, then skies become mostly sunny. High of 79 degrees, then by Tuesday, sunshine high around about 80.
Oh, there you go. You said 80, right?
Yeah.
I heard you, right?
Yeah.
80? Okay, good. All right.
Nice. I'll
make sure I didn't have any...
It's not over yet,
Kev. Wax in the ears there.
Yeah, it's not over yet. Still trying to bring us some nice weather.
Love that. Get out and enjoy it if you can. Weather brought to you by our friends at Accent Kitchen and Bath. Choose accent.com. That's Tom and the crew. Tom and Tim and the crew. I'll tell you, anything you want to do, you want to remodel, you want to get an addition on, we're talking that level of construction, absolutely.
They are so busy because they're the experts. You got to get in and get your name on the list.
All kinds of handyman services, of course, kitchen and bathroom remodeling, flooring and tile. They do deep cleaning with the COVID thing going on for your home or business, either one of those. Different, and the thing with this is if you've got a fall or winter kitchen or bath project or remodel, whatever, get them and get on the calendar now.
Right.
Get them with the design team. Look what you're going to do and get on the calendar now. Whatever you're going to remodel, maybe you want to, you know, just need some stuff done in the basement, whatever. Handyman service, whatever. And of course, long time, just a heritage company in Fargo Moorhead. Accent Kitchen and Bath.
Quality work
Accent
right there.
Accent Kitchen and Bath.
Yeah.
The fix showroom. There you go. Choose Accent.
Thanks for the jingle,
right?
Kev.
Oh, they just get in my head. It's crazy. So ChooseAccent.com or give them a call. 701-293-6000 is the number. So there we go. That's that. All right. Lots going on in sports. White Sox beat the Twins 4-3 yesterday. Took 3 out of 4 in that series in Chicago. The highlight of the day, Buxton had a pretty good day. Byron, 2 home runs, his 11th and 12th. And added a double later in the game. Kenta Maeda struck out 8 batters in 5. Josh Donaldson ejected from the game the 6th inning after he kicked dirt across the home plate, finishing his home run trot.
Boy.
That's a little something for you, huh?
Hmm.
Twins will stay in Chicago for the weekend series with the Cubbies at Wrigley. Of course, no fans in attendance. It's just weird. All watching baseball. It's just, I'm into it now. I'm watching to get ready for the, you know, World Series is coming and all that. Kind of disconnected with the NBA thing, but yeah. Just and the hockey deal is all set,
well,
too.
Maybe the fans will come back soon.
So, first pitch, 7:15 tonight. Rich Hill on the mound for the Twins. Kyle Hendricks will get the start for the Cubs. EDC Volleyball had a couple of sweeps last night. Cheyenne took down Grand Forks in three straight sets. Davies dominated Valley City, swept them in three straight. And those were the two of the LPGA traveling to Portland today. The Cambia Portland Classic. And our own Amy Olson tees off at just before 1 o'clock this afternoon. She was 2 over at the ANA Inspiration last weekend, so she's looking to do a little better. Worth mentioning, the Minnesota Lynx are collecting the hardware at the WNBA bubble. Their head coach and GM, Cheryl Reeve, named the WNBA Coach of the Year. Guard Crystal Dangerfield named WNBA Rookie of the Year. The Lynx also snuck by Phoenix last night to advance to the WNBA semifinals. So they will either play Las Vegas or Seattle and the Storm in the semis. And then just it depends on some other wins and losses. They'll decide that. And the Stanley Cup Finals are set. Tampa Bay Lightning, as I predicted, eliminated the Islanders, and it'll be the Tampa Bay Lightning, Dallas Stars. Overtime goal by Anthony Cirelli, 13-18 in. Took it. Tampa Bay wins won the game 2-1, wins the series 4-2. So 2020 Stanley Cup Finals set to start on Saturday. That'll be at 6:30 at Rogers Place in Edmonton, the NHL bubble there. And the NBA bubble, their finals pretty much every day now. We're getting ready for the finals there. But Heat and Celtics, Heat are up 2-0 after yesterday's win over the Celtics, 106-101. Come on, Boston. And game one tonight, Nuggets and Lakers. Need I say, go Nuggets. That's all we got for the sports page there. All right, 6:23. We'll get some Sandy's Donuts out the door here coming up. Then Taylor Stevo's on the way. Wait till you hear this comparison between the questions asked between Biden and Trump.
And the Republicans.
Unbelievable. Yep. Need to Know Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Rise and shine.
I absolutely love that you are one of the few people that has some common sense.
This is the Need to Know Morning Show here on the Flag.
Frankie! I love it.
Come on.
I love those old movies. Frankie and Annette back in the day.
Oh, man. He is celebrating a big birthday today.
Oh!
Send a little girl for me.
He must be about 80.
He is exactly 80. Nice job, yeah. The big 8-0 today. Frankie Avalon.
This is great. Yeah. I love Frankie.
Oh, and you'll never remember Grease?
Yeah. Yeah. Beauty School Dropout.
Your story sad to tell.
Oh, yeah. 80 today. Frankie Avalon. That's awesome. Need to Know Morning Show, AM 1100, The Flag, WZFG, 625. We'll check birthdays coming up just before 7 o'clock for the big shots. Anyway, if you ever had a birthday today, happy birthday. You had a birthday on a Friday. That's a nice deal.
Yeah, no doubt.
Weekend going in.
Hope you have the day off.
To go there. Right, exactly.
And you started at Cruise Night last night, because that would be a really good weekend.
There you go. By the way, it's National Cheeseburger Day if it's your birthday today. You celebrate that.
I'm down. And
today is Family Day, a day we set aside each year to spend even more time with those
that we're stuck at home with.
Yeah, that we haven't been able to get away from since March, exactly.
But, goody.
So Family Day today and the National Cheeseburger Day. I may celebrate both.
I could partake in a cheeseburger.
Well, I celebrate family every day, though.
Sounds good to me.
Boy, I couldn't ask for a better family. So 626, here we go. 701-271-1100. We're going to grab the first correct caller that gets this one right, and it's nearly impossible trivia, but not nearly as impossible as you'd think. This has to do with your car, okay, with driving.
Okay.
We first saw these in vehicles in 1983. Okay, 1983. Think back. Cars of the 70s didn't have these.
Okay.
Got 83. But it wouldn't be until the 90s that they would be standard equipment. Now you've got them. They're in every car. No question. What are we talking about? What are they? You know what I'm saying? What? First of we saw them in 83.
Could be lots of things.
The 90s, it's standard equipment. Now can't get a vehicle without them. What are we talking about? Betty's on line one. Betty, what do you think it is?
Seatbelts.
That's what I was thinking. Seatbelts were a lot earlier than that.
Oh, were they?
Seatbelts were a lot earlier than 83.
70s?
Yeah.
For those?
Yeah. Oh, no, back probably in the lap belts, the old school lap belts.
Yeah, I remember my 60s, mom.
Yeah.
She'd come to a stop and her arm would come out. I'd be in the front seat and that was my seatbelt and the arm came out.
Nope, not seatbelts. Hi, the flag. Do you have a guess?
Yeah. Airbags.
Airbags. That is a great guess. Nope, not airbags. It is a modern convenience, though.
It's not a safety thing.
Nope, not a safety thing
at all.
Not a
safety thing.
Might even be a distractor from the safety thing. Just saying. David, what do you think it is?
I was going to say airbags, but that's not right now.
Nope. Guess again.
Look around your car right now. What do you see that might have been really not there before 83?
What might you be using right now?
Yeah.
Just the windshield, of course.
Windshield? No, not the windshield. Good second guess, though, I guess. All right, you can try again, though. Hide the flag. Do you have a guess?
Electric windows.
Electric windows. No, they were around in the 60s on the old caddies. They had them in the late. I think my mom had a 68 Electra, Buick Electra back in the day.
They were loaded.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Whitney, do you have a guess?
Cigarette lighter.
No, those were around earlier, too.
Those were one of the first features, weren't they? Everybody smoked back in the day.
I know if you're driving right now, I'm almost sure you're using it.
I'm pretty sure you are, too.
Hi, the flag. Do you have a guess?
Yeah, cruise control.
Cruise control is a good guess. Not cruise control. I don't use cruise control. This is more, you really don't think about it, but there it is, and you use it all the time. Hi, the flag. Do you know what we're talking about?
Yeah, cruise control.
Oh, no, that was guessed.
Yep.
But I'll give you a second guess.
I didn't catch that.
No, that's all right. You got a second guess?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Let's see. Like a power, point for devices?
Like a plug-in? Cigarette lighters were that before. No.
Okay, let's do a little hint. It might be something that you use after you go to the convenience store.
Oh, there you go.
you might use this in your car after you go to the convenience store.
Very good. Hi, the flag. Do you have a guess?
Air conditioning.
Another good guess. No, it's not air conditioning. All right, Janet, do you have a guess? Oh, no. Hi, the flag. Do you have a guess?
The radio.
Radio. No, radio's been in the cars for years.
Yeah.
Years and years.
And this is something you would use after you run into the convenience store.
We first saw these in vehicles in 1983, but it wouldn't become standard equipment until the 90s. What are we talking about? Hide the flag.
Cup holders.
Yes.
Bingo!
Yes! Woo-hoo!
Yes, sir! Cup holders.
Good job.
Who's this?
It's Roger.
All right, Rog.
That was harder than I thought.
I thought it was, too.
Huh.
All right, buddy. We got six Sandy's donuts for you. Hang on just a second. Are you driving right now? Are you using your cup holder?
No, I'm good.
Perfect. All right, hang on just a second. Oh, yeah. Every morning, I use my cup holder.
Oh, I bet. You've got a heck of a drive.
And by the way, this is the greatest invention for coffee to go.
Is that one of those, non-spill ones?
Yeah, you click it. And then it won't spill.
What brand is that?
Contigo, it says.
Okay.
And then you got a little pop the top on it.
I need to get one of those.
And it keeps the coffee warm.
So I don't
and if you drop
spill
it,
anything on my computer in here.
Yep. That's why I had to get it, because I spilled one in here earlier.
Yeah, I like the metal inside, too, because it keeps things way warmer.
There you go. So, cup holders, now standard equipment. Can't get a new car without Frankie's back. Oh, yeah. All right. Heading to break. Got to give you a little more Venus
from
birthday boy Frankie Avalon today. All right. Check the forecast coming up, and then Taylor Stevo, you're going to want to hear this.
This is the Need to Know Morning Show.
I'm sorry, did you say you love it?
I do. I love it.
I knew you would.
On AM 1100, The Flag.
6:33 on the Need to Know Morning Show. Here's your flag forecast. Sunny and 66 today. The low 47 with light wind. Tomorrow sunny and 72. Saturday's low 58 and windy, gusting to 26. Sunday, a slight chance of rain with a high of 78. Monday, slight chance of rain and 79. Tuesday's our day, though, sunny and 80 glorious degrees. Right now, though, we're 43.
Boy, I can tell you, A lot of docs coming out this weekend.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, this is probably the, you know, looking at that nice, because looking past this,
yeah,
looking at the extended a bit, it's a, yeah.
We're riding up on October, so it's time if you haven't done it yet.
Yep. Hard to believe. It's the 18th of September already. Well, that's just one day closer to Memorial Day weekend. That's the way
that's
I
look. Good way to look at
that
it.
That is a good way.
Sure.
Need to Know Morning Show, AM 1100, The Flag, WZFG. Good morning. That's a band I'd like to see. I've never seen Counting Crows. Oh. I'd love to see Counting Crows.
Oh, yeah, they're awesome.
That's one I, you know, one of those 90s bands I'd like to see.
No doubt.
Yeah. Need to Know Morning Show coming up on 6:35. 25 in front of 7, brought to you by our friends at Laney's. That's Kevin Wolf and the A-Team. Whatever you need. I mean, heating, air conditioning, plumbing, Laney'sInc.com. 828 is just great. Yeah. Never an overtime.
I love
charge.
How you do the jingles all the time.
Yeah, I just, that's my thing. That's why Barry Manilow was one of my favorite concerts ever.
Oh, it was. Yeah, I like the jingle part of that concert that.
Yeah,
too.
Did that. Right? Yeah, that was just awesome.
It was.
But yeah, never get an overtime charge with Laney's ever. 828 regular rate. They got to come later than that. You've got an emergency. I mean, they're the ones you call. And that lifetime warranty, the legendary lifetime furnace guarantee going. And they give free second opinions. Well, they encourage free second opinions.
And have them clean out your ducts, yep, too, because it really cuts down on the dust. And your home smells so much fresher and cleaner. You're going to want to do that by winter.
Well, and yeah, and if you're dealing with
pets, you know, even too, it's
if you're dealing with a
allergies.
Well, and you're dealing with a septic system, mm-hmm, and maybe you have a freeze like that, they do hydro jetting and things like that. They do it all. I mean, when it comes to anything to do, plumbing, heating, cooling, indoor air quality, electrical as well. 701-237-0543 is their number. 701-237-0543, or go to laneysinc.com and tell Kevin the crew that the Need to Know Morning Show sent you. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
Done a great job of building a great company. Except for their trucks, though. Have you seen their vans?
Yeah.
They have the guy on the back. It's like a vehicle.
Oh, yeah,
stencil.
Yeah, yeah,
it looks,
yeah,
like the door's open.
I know. That's
kind
of fun.
The first time I saw those, I was like,
oh, my gosh.
I was like, what's going on?
Don't jump.
But, yeah, so those are the guys. 6:36, all right, we got to, you will not believe this.
Yeah, this is awesome.
This really puts the media into perspective.
Oh, it does. President Trump and Joe Biden, as you know, have been hitting the campaign trail this week, and it's kind of noticeable that there's a little difference in the media treatment between the two candidates. Molly Hemingway comments after a montage on the Ingram angle.
How will you get the proper messaging out to all Americans to keep them informed as to how to properly protect themselves?
I look up to you, and as a middle-class healthcare worker...
This is Biden, right?
Yeah, Biden.
Do you have any plans to stand up for us healthcare workers?
How will you handle Russia's involvement with Trump?
Philly girl. I married a Philly girl.
Oh, brother.
Philly girls are the best.
Ooh.
Now compare that to how ABC chose their questioners of President Trump.
Why did you throw vulnerable people like me under the bus?
Why don't you support a mandate for national mask wearing?
Why would you downplay a pandemic that is known to disproportionately harm low-income families and minority communities?
Should pre-existing conditions, which Obamacare brought to fruition, be removed?
No.
Please stop and let me finish my question, sir.
Rudeness.
Wow.
Wow. Well, Molly, it's just night and day. Biden gets all the softballs. It's almost like his campaign slipped CNN one of the questioners and a list of supporters to ask them. You know, it's like Trump's debating Stephanopoulos and the liberal questioners. And one of the questioners tonight on CNN was actually on Twitter with multiple photos of himself with campaign posters of Joe Biden with supporting Joe Biden. So obviously supporters are coming and asking favorable questions of Biden.
It is beyond propaganda what you're seeing with how the media are treating the two different campaigns. You know, it used to be said that the media acted as a public relations arm of the Democrat Party. I think it's much easier to just understand them as essentially running the Biden campaign, particularly with the trouble that Biden is having in terms of typical campaigning. It's less of a problem for Donald Trump, I think, in that he seems to thrive with a hostile media audience. But it's something that Republicans, I do think, need to think about, whether they will continue to allow themselves to be treated like second-class citizens by so many people in the media.
But what could Republicans do about being treated better? Just, I mean, refuse to go on these shows or what? Well, I mean, because the disrespect that the Trump people had questioning him was blatant.
Why do we, and this goes for both sides of this. First of all, none of those questions are from those people.
Oh, absolutely not.
None of the people asking Biden that question, that they're reading them. Yep. And then the same thing, whoever they're putting up to ask Trump these same
questions.
The questions are being prepared, so it's part of the show. That's all part of the show.
Yep.
In my mind. There's no credit to any of those people. They're actors.
Obviously.
They're actors.
Right.
I mean, they're bad actors. The ones you can't, a bunch of them can't even get through the question. Like, when were you given the question? When we came in here? Like that gal a couple of weeks ago said when Biden, she said, "I can't do this. I you need to hear the
right,
truth."
Right. Yeah.
And of course,
exactly.
Then she gets cut off and her mic gets cut off.
Of course.
She can't. So to me, that is just unbelievable. I mean, listen to it. That's just the first part of that again.
How will you get the proper messaging out to all Americans to keep them informed as to how to properly protect themselves?
He's reading.
I look up to you.
Listen to this guy.
And as a middle class healthcare worker,
what am I supposed to
do? Do you have any plans to stand up for us healthcare workers?
I bet he's not a healthcare worker.
How do you handle Russia's involvement with Trump?
Philly girl. I married a Philly girl.
Philly girls are the best.
Yeah.
Biden's questions.
Woo! Philly girls are the best.
But, you know, do you think that the media has gone overboard with being so nice and accommodating to Biden, whereas Trump, they're on attack all the time? Do you think people are noticing that, or is it just us people who are for Trump that are looking at this? Do you think normal people are who just kind of watch the news every day?
Did you also notice that none of those questions matter?
Oh, no.
None of those questions have any meat on the bone at all.
Mm-mm.
No. What will you do about Russia? Can we talk about the massive homeless situation? Can we talk about the wildfire situation?
How about opening up our economy?
Can we talk about the economy and how we're going to do that and get up, you know? Can you ask about the plans moving forward? Can you ask about specifics?
Biden's plan is to wear masks. Mandates. Yeah. We must have it.
Wow. All that said, that's why I don't pay attention to any of this stuff. When ABC does something or CNN does something. It's getting to the point where Fox News is starting. Did you see the thing with Soros and when Newt Gingrich was on with Harris Faulkner?
I didn't see that.
You gotta look that up.
But Fox has got some moments, too, that I'm not thrilled with anymore either.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Newt Gingrich was on talking about these Soros-funded,
protests.
They know it. They can't prove it.
Right.
Because Soros is great. I mean, he's great at what he's doing. Yeah. I mean, he filters the money.
He washes it, launders it, whatever they do.
But it was really awkward. You got to watch it and see it. We should talk about it.
With Harris.
Yeah.
Was she taking more of the liberal angle on it?
And the other gal, Megan, I think it was. It was two of the gals on Outnumbered, on with Newt. Newt starts talking about Soros. I'll bring it up. I'll find it.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, they're like, we're not going to talk about George Soros. And then, no George Soros. No, George Soros is a relative of this conversation. And Newt's like, well, yeah, it is, kind of.
Hmm.
It was really awkward.
Was it Melissa Francis?
No, Harkin. The blonde gal.
There's a lot of blonde gals.
I get you. The one with the black horn rimmed glasses a lot of the time.
Kennedy.
Nope.
She's got dark hair.
Yeah, I know that. I'll find it.
That other blonde girl with the straight hair.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's a liberal too. Yeah. She's on the five sometimes.
Yeah, I'll find it. It was really weird.
I can't think of
it. It was almost like someone was in their ear saying, hey. Don't talk about George Soros.
Hmm.
Don't let that go. And then Harris was like, okay, I guess we're moving on.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's a law and order keeper over there. A
couple of other headlines that I saw in the state of Minnesota. Their Fuhrer Walls still doing his thing. You see down in Hastings, there's a restaurant in Hastings that it apparently one of the employees had a, one employee was wearing a non-compliant mask, okay?
Okay.
This is at the Busted Nut Bar and Grill.
The Busted Nut?
The Busted Nut down in Hastings.
Oh, brother.
Right along the beautiful Mississippi River, southeastern part of Minnesota. The restaurant, the Busted Nut Bar and Grill, fined $7,000 by the state because one employee was wearing a non-compliant face mask.
And what was that?
Yeah.
I mean, did they explain how it was non-compliant?
Apparently, an undercover state employee...
Oh, brother. Sneaking up on you.
...visited the Busted Nut on August 22nd, followed by a visit from the Minnesota OSHA.
Ah.
And the Minnesota OSHA. That's the Occupational Safety and Health Administration.
Yeah.
On August 27th, 5 days later. Following the OSHA visit, the restaurant was issued a $7,000 fine because one employee was spotted wearing a non-compliant plastic mask or something, according to the press release.
Oh, brother.
Can you believe that? Yeah. Yep. Thank you, Tim Walls.
The employee had some kind of health concerns of their own. Did they ever think of that or ask any questions, or they just came in with a fine, most likely?
A couple of Republican lawmakers issued this press release. I mean, when I read an undercover state employee coming in on the hunt, the mask police are real. That's just mind-boggling. Not only is he letting cities burn, he's letting small-town business get $7,000 fine during this time.
Right? And when they're not even making as much money as they should be.
I don't know how... I know there's a massive movement to recall Tim Walls. I don't know that that'll be successful. But I'm really hoping in 2 years, Minnesota wakes up, because this is unbelievable what we're dealing with. And now, and we're waiting to hear the Minnesota State High School League is going to open up fall sports.
That would be so nice.
Still haven't heard anything on that. Oh, just unbelievable. Unbelievable. Quarter till 7, 6:45. We got to check that forecast, which is actually really good.
Yeah.
Not that unbelievable.
Not bad. It's pretty nice. Yeah.
And the Twins couldn't quite get it done in Chicago, but they're staying there for the weekend. We'll give you details coming up.
The Flag Beyond Your Radio. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter today.
6:48 on the Need to Know Morning Show. Here's your flag forecast. Sunny and 66 today. Tonight's low 47 and light wind. Tomorrow sunny and 72, but it's going to be windy. Sunday, a slight chance of rain and 78. Monday, same deal there. Tuesday, though, that is our day. Sunny and 80 degrees. Going to be nice. Right now, we're 43.
Yeah, I'll take it.
No doubt about it.
Too bad at all. All right, take a check at the sports page for you. Twins in Chicago last night, wrapping up with the White Sox. Not so much. Not so much at all. Yeah, White Sox beat them 4-3, took 3 out of 4 there. Byron Buxton had his 11th and 12th homer of the season. Oh, that was good. Hit 2 home runs and added a double later in the game. So Kenta Maeda struck out 8 in 5 innings of work, but not enough. Josh Donaldson ejected from the game in the 6th, apparently kicked dirt across the home plate when he came out in his home run. Can't do that, dude. No, you're out. Twins stay in Chicago for the weekend. They got a series with the Cubbies at Wrigley. First pitch, 7:15. Rich Hill for the Twinks, and Kyle Hendricks will go for the Cubs. Boy, have you ever been to a baseball game at Wrigley Field?
I have not. That would be fun, though. I would enjoy that.
That is an experience that everyone should do once, especially with their...
I would think so. Yeah.
With their child, if they're, especially got a kid that plays baseball a day at Wrigley, it's like walking into 1925 baseball.
The only problem is Chicago. So
well, there's that.
Place. But,
yeah, go to a matinee.
A
couple of sweeps in EDC volleyball last night. Cheyenne took down Grand Forks Central in 3-state, as did Davies over Valley City. LPGA traveling to Portland this weekend. Boy, they're allowing, they can golf in Portland, apparently. Yeah.
Good.
And no protests, I would assume. The Cambia Portland Classic, Amy Olsen, our own, tees off at just before 1 o'clock, looking to improve that 2-over performance at the ANA Inspiration last week. Minnesota Lynx are getting ready for the WNBA semifinals. They will either play Las Vegas or Seattle in the semifinals, depending on how the other games shake out. They also got some hardware. Head coach and GM Cheryl Reeve named WNBA Coach of the Year, and their guard Crystal Dangerfield named a Rookie of the Year. So the Lynx got the win over Phoenix, so they will advance to the semis. Stanley Cup Finals are set. Tampa Bay and Dallas. was overtime goal by Anthony Cirelli, 13-18 in. That got the win. Tampa Bay won the game 2-1. They won the series 4-2. Stanley Cup Finals will start Saturday, tomorrow, at 6:30 at Rogers Place in Edmonton. So get that going. And the NBA bubble is going last night. Final yesterday, Heat wins game 2 over the Celtics, 106-101. They lead 2-0 in the Eastern Conference Finals. Western Conference Finals start tonight. Nuggets and Lakers, 7 o'clock tip-off our time, and then go Nuggets. But probably not going to happen, but a guy can be hopeful.
Well, you can always hope.
I'm a Laker hater.
You got to have hope.
I'm a Laker hater. I don't care, okay?
All right.
Don't like them.
You're confessed.
Never have. Well, maybe in the Magic Johnson days, but maybe. Nothing much since. Maybe a bit in the Kobe days, too.
Not
in the new LeBron days.
Not a total hater, though.
Now they're the best team money can buy again. All right, take a quick break. Rush in the Morning Minutes coming up.
Humming and strumming all over God's world.
This is the Need to Know Morning Show on AM 1100, The Flag, the Valley's conservative voice.
Need to Know Morning Show, AM 1100, The Flag, WCFG. Going to give you a little Ted Nugent.
I like the Fred Bear.
The Minnesota Bowl opener tomorrow. A lot of archers heading out into the stands in Minnesota tomorrow. They get all the big bucks, you know. The good bow hunters. Oh, yeah. They take all the early big bucks.
That would be fun, I think. I think I would like bow hunting.
You got to have a lot of patience. They have a lot of patience. Unless you got the food plots and all that stuff set up, depending on where you are. But I just love being out there.
Oh, yeah, on a nice day like it's going to be this weekend. Perfect. Yeah.
Just being out there. Not going to be out there this year because we're going to be out there in other ways. But if you're going out, good luck and be safe. And, wear your harness, all the stuff you need to do. Don't climb with your bow. Don't get into the stand with your bow. Tow your bow up. All those things that you know if you're a bow hunter.
Do you need a special license then for bow hunting?
No, it's just an archery license.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it runs. You start early and you can hunt late. It basically goes through the end of the year in Minnesota.
Okay.
So, hey, I found that clip. Listen to this quick. Yeah. Here's Speaker Gingrich,
I know you have a final thought for us.
Yeah, look, the number one problem in almost all these cities is George Soros elected left-wing, anti-police, pro-criminal district attorneys who refuse to keep people locked up. Just yesterday, they put somebody back on the street who's wanted for 2 different murders in New York City. You cannot solve this problem. And both Harris and Biden have talked very proudly about what they call progressive district attorneys. Progressive district attorneys are anti-police, pro-criminal, and overwhelmingly elected with George Soros' money, and they're a major cause of the violence we're seeing because they keep putting the violent criminals back on the street.
Uh-oh. What did he say there, huh? What was that? Now, you see there, Harrison, they're kind of looking at each other like, what are we...
Not supposed to go there?
Yeah, what do we do there?
Listen to me. Listen to me.
Who is that?
Sorry, this is doing... That's weird. All right, no. But you see them, and then all of a sudden, it's Maria Harder, I believe, and they're both like, well, George Soros has nothing to do with this. There's nothing involved with George Soros.
Well, maybe there's like a liability thing and they're worried about getting sued or something if they say,
I don't know. It was just really, sorry about that. That's a weird clip that I had. But it was just really awkward and weird because it was like someone was in their ear saying, no, don't talk about George Soros. And I'll find a clean cut of that. Play it for you. All right. A little Fred Bear in the Rush Limbaugh Morning Minute, AM 1100, The Flag.
Kathleen Parker is alarmed. She's a columnist to Washington Post. She's worried about the wildfires devastating California, Washington, and Oregon. She's anxious about the tropical storms and hurricanes in the Atlantic Ocean and Gulf of Mexico. Kathleen Parker says it'd be naive to expect that our environment's going to get better by itself because there are 8 billion people crowding the Earth, and we are destroying Earth's natural protective barriers. She says that Earth, after all, is a living organism fighting for her life, and we humans, we're scum. We're the pandemic of Earth. Ms. Parker, who made her bones as a conservative columnist, is now Never Trumper. I don't know what happened. She's now spouting this ridiculous environmentalist wackoism that is conventional wisdom on the left. Now, let's get this straight. Earth is not fighting for her life. On planet Earth, hurricanes, tropical storms, floods, fires, earthquakes, volcanic eruptions, all of these natural calamities, they're not rare, they're not unexpected, they're not abnormal, they are nature. The Earth is not overcrowded, and human beings, you and me, going about our daily lives as we were created to do are not a plague. We're not going to destroy the planet. We couldn't if we tried. We've been gifted with our lives on this Earth. We are part of nature. We're not a pandemic, despite what liberal fearmongers want you to believe. It's just sickeningly wrong. My friends, this has been a year like no other, and I, for one, can't believe that fall is already here. This month, my good friends at Mahindra are helping tractor buyers by offering special savings during the fall sales event. Enjoy 0% interest for 72 months on select Mahindra models. That's right. Pay no interest for 6 years. Fall is a great time to work your land with a tough Mahindra tractor, so visit whymahindra.com. Build your tractor and your dealer will give you a custom quote and deliver to your property. Mahindra may be the official tractor of tough, but they're making it easy to save. For purchases of select models now through September 30th, 2020. Learn more about Mahindra's fall sales event at whymahindra.com.
Take advantage of rock bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at Lilligard Inc. in Wahpeton or visit lilligardinc.com. That's LilligardInc.com.
Need to Know Morning Show, AM 1100, The Flag, WZFG. Yeah, I found the finish of that clip, and also Harris Faulkner made a statement after.
Did it sound like a lawsuit thing?
Yeah, then? We'll play it. We should play it coming up after 7. Okay. It's pretty interesting. Got some big chat birthdays today. If you share your birthday, if you're having your birthday today, happy birthday. 18th of September is your birthday. You're sharing your birthday today with Patrick Schwarzenegger, who is the, the son.
Oh, he must be about 25.
27 today.
Okay.
Jason Sudeikis. You know who he is?
Yeah.
He plays Joe Biden on SNL. He's a,
35?
45.
Oh, okay. 45. Way off there.
Mrs. Will Smith, Jada Pinkett. That's her birthday 50. Today. 49.
Okay.
I just saw her in The Matrix Reloaded, one of the second one.
Yeah, she plays a tough woman a lot of times.
Disgraced cyclist Lance Armstrong celebrating today.
He's got to be around 50.
49 today. And Debbie Fields of Mrs. Fields Famous Cookies.
Oh, no clue.
64 today.
All right.
And if it's your birthday, happy birthday from all of us here at The Flag. WZFG, Dilworth, Fargo, Moorhead, USA. Hey, coming up 7 o'clock hour, lots going on. This is Harrington, the RNC national spokesperson, at about 7:20. So in about 20 minutes. So don't go anywhere.
Cool.
All right.